USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that about 1,000 American citizens may still need to be evacuated from Afghanistan. At a Wednesday press conference, Blinken said that at least 4,500 Americans have been evacuated since the operation began on August 14th. He added that the August 31st deadline that President Biden set applies to the military and not evacuation efforts.
There is no deadline on our work to help any remaining American citizens who decide they want to leave to do so, along with the many Afghans who have stood by us over these many years and want to leave and have been unable to do so.
And a federal appeals court has upheld the death sentence of a man convicted of killing 9 members of a black church in Charleston, South Carolina. A 3-judge panel of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the conviction of Dylan Roof, who opened fire on parishioners at the Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston in 2015. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The Ohio State University has become the latest higher ed institution to institute a vaccine mandate for all students, faculty, and staff. Individuals at the school will have until November to become fully vaccinated. The school of more than 61,000 undergraduate students says that over 73% of the Ohio State community has already received at least one dose. Ohio State President Christina Johnson tells MSNBC that the school won't de-enroll students who don't get vaccinated, but will not enroll them for on-campus classes going forward.
So we're asking our students, faculty and staff, to get at least their first vaccine done by October 15th. And then we wait a month because depending on which vaccine it is, it could be 3 weeks, it could be 4 weeks. And then that's why the November 15th deadline. And then we're asking right now, if you're vaccinated, upload your information so that we know. And then we're asking by, you know, in December before enrollment for the next semester starts, to upload that you've satisfied that requirement. So we're students, but we won't enroll them in on campus next semester. We'll ask them to take their classes online.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Americans still in Afghanistan are making calls for help as criticism of the Biden administration's withdrawal from the country intensifies. Lance Pry has more.
As stranded Americans beg for help getting out of Afghanistan, the Biden administration's self-induced disaster with regards to withdrawing Americans and her allies from Afghanistan.
We are currently on a pace to finish by August the 31st.
Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham tells Fox News the president has dishonored America.
It's the most dishonorable thing a commander-in-chief has done in modern times. Biden has signed the death warrant for thousands of Afghans who helped us. He's washing his hands of Afghanistan at our peril as a nation.
California Congressman Adam Schiff on MSNBC.
Well, I think the decision to get out is the right decision. This looks like a planning failure, a military planning failure.
An unidentified American in Afghanistan begs for help.
I am afraid for my life. I really need our president to really consider this serious. We are in danger. We are in danger, Mr. President. Please help us.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for the first time since 2003, neither Williams sister will play at the U.S. Open. Serena announcing her withdrawal from the final Grand Slam tournament of the year, citing a torn hamstring suffered at Wimbledon. Her sister Venus will also miss the Open with a leg injury. Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal have also announced that they will miss the tournament, which starts next Monday in New York. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.